Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Hospitalizations have increased across the U.S. for children and teens struggling with anxiety and depression. And after kids come home from the hospital, they face what's often a daunting prospect, going back to school. Reporter Ben James takes us to a classroom that's helping smooth that transition. And a warning, this story contains discussion of suicide. It lasts about 7 minutes.
Hey, are you reading Station 11?
I am. It's so good. Have you read it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love how it's written. It's so amazing.
Standing next to a desk piled with books is Eliza, a senior at Amherst Regional High School. She starts her day in this classroom that's home to the BRIGHT program. That's BRYT. Bridge for Resilient Youth in Transition. The program is designed to assist students in returning to school after extended absences due to mental health challenges. Eliza struggles with anxiety, depression, and perfectionism. But you wouldn't necessarily know that walking down the hall with her.
Oh my God, this is my amazing Chinese teacher. Oh, I love her so much.
I don't want to like do this.
She is so cool. I had her for all 4 years.
Like all the students in this story, I'm just using Eliza's first name to protect her medical privacy. It's been weeks since Eliza has seen some of her teachers. That's because she was recently hospitalized following a suicide attempt.
When I came back from being hospitalized again for 2 weeks, Bright was a place where I could kind of readjust to being out of the hospital and kind of delve back into being in school.
This was the second time Bright had played a significant role in Eliza's life.
At the end of my freshman year, I tried to commit suicide, and then once I had recovered the next year, they put me in the program so I would just have more support.
Bright has partnerships with over 200 high schools in 7 states, including several here in Western Mass. When participating students first return after an extended medical absence, they often spend full days in a Bright classroom, doing schoolwork, resting, or talking to counselors.
If I didn't have the Bright program after freshman year, I don't think I could say that I would be alive today.
Bright classrooms are often staffed by a clinician and an academic coordinator who develop an individualized plan with each student. The aim is to gradually transition kids back to their full class schedule. Karen Peters, a social worker, is the Bright Clinical Director here at Amherst, where the program is currently serving 26 students.
Our goal here is to really provide a home base for students so that when they are experiencing high levels of distress, they don't stay home.
High school dropout rates for students with mental illness are significantly higher than those of the general student population. So for Peters, it's a priority to give kids a place to feel comfortable while they're in school.
Without us, these are kids that would walk out of the building. These are kids that would end up in the bathroom by themselves.
Whether students are dealing with academic, personal, or logistical challenges, Peters offers her support and often her company, like here with Eliza.
This is your journal for PE class, right?
Yeah.
Do you want me to go down there with you today since this is the first day you're going? Or you
yeah,
know,
could
do you know Mr. Jack, or do you want me to
Mr.
walk with you? Yeah, I can walk you down.
Eliza's outgoing personality belies what for her and many high school students has been a rough couple years. In November, the U.S. Surgeon General released an advisory, sounding an alarm on the many ways the pandemic has worsened national trends in youth mental health, trends that were escalating even before 2020. That's true at Amherst and high schools across the nation.
We're seeing increased frequency of suicidal presentations for teenage girls as well as boys.
Dr. Barry Sarvet is chair of the psychiatry department at Bay State Health.
And then we're seeing a lot of anxiety, kids who are having panic attacks and kids who are extremely overwhelmed with fear and also having difficulty with avoidance behaviors like school refusal and being afraid to go to school.
A year ago, an unprecedented number of youth experiencing mental health crises were showing up in Bay State's Pediatric Emergency Department in Springfield. Some kids had to wait a month or more for placement in psychiatric hospitals. In a recent interview, Sarbet said that situation had improved, thanks in part to 2 new youth psychiatric units in the region. but the kids keep coming.
We still don't have as many beds as we need. For example, today, you know, we have 9 children in our pediatric emergency department who are waiting for some kind of placement.
Not too long ago, one of those young people was a student named Molly.
So I'm Molly. I'm a senior, so I'm graduating this year.
Last spring, after a prescription drug overdose, Molly spent 4 days in the ER. Then she was placed in an adult psych ward, because that's where they had an open bed. She asked to be moved to a teen unit, but no luck.
I really wanted to change, because that really traumatized me and really scared me.
Molly says at Amherst High's Bright program, her mental health is genuinely valued. And she's been working on coping skills with Peters, particularly how essential it is to not bottle her emotions. Things are on the up and up. She's even enrolled in a college class.
It's a communications class. So yeah, I'm excited about it.
Demand for this level of mental health support has skyrocketed since the onset of the pandemic. Last May, there were 150 schools partnering with Bright. Now that number is 230, according to the program, serving an estimated 6,000 students. The success of the Bright model does bring challenges, however. Paul Hyrie-Dermuth is director of the Massachusetts-based organization.
The need for mental health supports is so great that there's been a lot of pressure on these programs to work with more kids with a wider range of needs and a wider range of acuity.
Hyrie-Dermuth says the students Bright serves require intensive support, and Bright classrooms and clinicians aren't intended to meet the mental health needs of an entire school. But what if more students were able to get this kind of support?
I think that everybody should have, like, the ability to go here. I think that it's healthy.
Rob is a sophomore who's been going to Bright since last year when he struggled to transition back to in-person school after months of remote education. He was dealing with anxiety, depression, and severe isolation.
I go here usually in the mornings, just check in.
Rob is also a tremendous athlete. He's a hockey player. His art is, it will blow you away. And I am so proud of you. You work really hard to get here every day.
Rob doesn't quite smile at the compliment, just nods and takes a deep breath.
I don't really look forward to going to school, but whenever like I'm having a rough day, I look forward to going here because I have people to talk to about whatever I'm going through.
If everything goes as planned, Rob, Molly, and Eliza will spend fewer hours in the Bright classroom as the weeks progress. But Peters makes it clear, they are always welcome to drop in. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Ben James.